incarnation, his descending from heaven to be one of us to take on human flesh. When we Orthodox like to emphasize the incarnation, and when we do, rightly so we do, but we often think of incarnation as our Lord coming to be among us. If we were there, we would have been part of the crowds, and maybe one of the people or one of our family members or friends were healed. We were there when he fed us as a part of the 5,000. Who knows? We would have been there. We think of this as his incarnation, being present at his birth, being one of the shepherds who come to worship him. But really, from our Lord's point of view, his 33 years on the earth was kind of a stopover to his ultimate destination. His real destination was to descend all the way to Hades. And so we've been singing about that now for 40 days. He trampled down death by death. His incarnation really has its completion. His taking on human flesh has its completion in Hades. His resurrection, it happens the same way. His coming out of the grave, we focus on that, the Holy Pascha, the Feast of Feasts. And for these past weeks, we've been reflecting on this. And yet, this ascent to spending 40 days with his apostles, same thing, if we were with them, we would have heard his teaching, we would have heard his exhortations, his kind of chastisement for not believing, for thinking he's a ghost, whatever it might be. But this was, again, just kind of a layover, because his real destination wasn't the earth. It was to return to his Father in the heavens. So today we have that completion. The incarnation really gets its completion today, because he's descended all the way into the depths of the earth, and he's returned back to his Father. He mentions this very concisely to Nicodemus. No one can ascend to the heavens except that he was descended from the heavens. And he doesn't go back to his Father empty-handed, so to speak. He doesn't return the way he departed. He returns taking human nature with him in his very person. And so that he came to be with us, not just where we are on this earth, but where we are in our death, and to be there, not just to be with us so we would have a companion, but to, as it were, like a good shepherd looking for the lost sheep, to embrace us, to find us, and to return us to the fold, not the fold on this earth, but the fold in the heavenly places, to return us to where we belong. So this is the culmination. This feast is a culmination of our Lord's work. But it's also an anticipation. We hear it in the hymns of the church and in the gospel readings, in the epistle reading from the Acts of the Apostles. And that the promise of the Holy Spirit. It's a time of anticipating. It's not quite yet the beginning, the new beginning of the Holy Spirit descending, but it's the anticipation of that beginning. It's the waiting. It's the living in a state of kind of unknowns, uncertainty. They didn't know it was going to be 10 days. They didn't know how long they had to wait. But they waited with this anticipation. In today's gospel from Luke, we have that they were in the temple continually praising and worshiping God. In Acts, we're told that they were spending their time, 120 of them, in a room in prayer, closed off, waiting patiently. So this is really a time of this anticipation for the coming of the Holy Spirit. And this is so important for us, because maybe we think sometimes, oh, wouldn't it be nice if we were there when our Lord was on earth, or if he just would have stayed around and we could go visit him and have a conversation with him. But this is quite misguided, because God's creation of the human being is to be his temple, to be his home. If Christ would have remained on the earth, he would have remained outside of us. He would have been someone that we speak to the way that you and I speak to each other. And then we wouldn't have been his temple, we would have been his companion. We wouldn't have been his home, his sanctuary, his place of dwelling. His return to the Father not only establishes and restores our human nature where it rightly belongs in the heavenlies, but it makes way for the sending of the Holy Spirit who will come to dwell in us and to make Christ present in us and to make it possible that the high priestly prayer that we'll read from this coming Sunday is fulfilled, that we can enter into the love and the unity that the Holy Trinity has had from all eternity. So his, as it were, departure from us in this bodily form, the ascension into the heavenly places, is necessary so that he's not simply our companion, but he's the one who dwells in us, so that we become what we were created to be, his temple. And so now for these 10 days in the life of the church, we too live with a certain kind of anticipation. It's good for us to take these days. We're not singing, at least in the life of the church. You can sing whenever you want, but in the life of the church, we don't sing the Apostle Triparion anymore. Some people sing the Triparion for the Ascension frequently during these days, and we will in the life of the church and the services. Because leave-taking, I don't think, is until the day before Pentecost. Maybe the Friday before, one of those two. Fridays are the day before Pentecost. So we'll be singing the Triparion. But the Triparion for the Ascension tells us that the disciples were delighted that he was sending the Holy Spirit. There was this anticipation for the Holy Spirit. And we need to have it in our lives. Sure, we go through this every year, but we go through Pascha every year. We make this cycle so that we can constantly have these realities refreshed in our mind and our hearts, that this is the calling for a human being to wait upon the Lord, to let him fill us, to let him make himself known to us, to receive that invitation into the Holy Trinity, to hear his knock at the door of our heart, and then open it and let him come in to dine with us, even as he did with the disciples in today's gospel. Yeah, so let us take these 10 days and go about our business that we normally do, but do it with a certain kind of awareness that something's still missing in our life. We haven't arrived yet. We long for that power from on high to take a more full control of us, to more profoundly shape us and mold us. Through the prayers of our Father, Jesus Christ, and our Heavenly Father.